Some final thoughts on this college funding thing. Number one, you have got to be proactive. Come next fall, seniors will be in an indifferent environment, and it's going to be difficult. You'll have a different life. You'll have a different lifestyle. You will be away from the safety of 12 years of doing the same thing, going to school with the same people, and basically being taken care of. And it's going to be difficult if you aren't prepared for it, so be proactive. Number two, it's really important that your folks are on board with you in this thing. I'm not just talking about the fact that they know you are going somewhere, but they're actively educating themselves about the different scholarships, about the different grants, about the different loans, that you and them are on the same team. That's a relationship that is going to have to be one of communication. Number three, you've got to be knowledgeable. You have got to go through this list. You have got to know what a Perkins loan is. You got to know what a Pell Grant is. You got to know what a scholarship is and the difference between a grant, a loan, and a scholarship. What will happen is, in the spring of your senior year, you will get financial aid letters, packages from different colleges, and you're going to have to evaluate those letters along with your parents and decide if it's a good deal. You have to then identify it, what you do and what you don't want. You don't have to take all of it. You don't have to take all of the loans. I would absolutely take all of the grants. I would absolutely take all of the scholarships. And then I would take a good long look at the loans to see which ones are good for you and which ones are not good for you. And they're not all good deals. Just because you get accepted into school doesn't mean, even if it's your school of your dreams, that it's a good deal. You have to intelligently take these things apart. This is going to be a process that if you need help, you talk to people at the school, you definitely talk to your parents, and you take this on with the attention it deserves. This is probably the biggest financial decision that you will make in your life. The final thing that you have to make sure that you do, get the FAFSA in as early as you can after the first of the year. You can't get a single dime without the FAFSA. And a lot of your aid will be time sensitive. So you need to get that thing in quick so that you can make your decision in the spring when it needs to be made, because you do not want to be in a chaotic scramble come the summertime trying to figure out what school it is that you want to go to. You need to be ahead of the curve. You need to be prepared. You need to take this on as a full-time job. And then you got to roll up your sleeves and you got to fill out every single scholarship that you can fill out. Because at the end of the day, and I don't know if everybody understands this totally, if your grants and your tips and your all of the aid that you're getting from a school is more than what the school costs, the school is required by law to send you a check back for the difference. So for some of you who have the TIP scholarship and are going to MCC and are getting the Pell Grant, you will get a check back from MCC that is the excess over the tuition. Any scholarships that you do and you win, you will get that excess back. And believe me, you are going to need that money. You do not realize the burdens that going to college are going to have on you. This is going to be difficult. It's going to need your full attention. You're going to need to work hard to be successful, and you're going to need money. So do all that you can do in the second half and of your senior year and bring it to the table so that next fall you are happy, you are focused, you are centered, and you are moving in a new and exciting direction.